welcome in. It's time once again for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Plachetka, welcome again. Hello.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
Good. How are things with you?
Oh, they're just moving along. Summer's just flying by, isn't it?
It sure is. As you know, we are into the middle of July here, and our topic for today, focusing on kind of an important topic. I don't think we've touched on this one before, the power struggle and how that affects kids and how we can get them to kind of cope with it and work with it to, you know, be in a better situation here, because power struggles with kids, it kind of happens a pretty good amount of times.
It does. It absolutely does, because they really don't know the bigger picture from the same perspective as parents, so they want to make decisions that don't always work for everybody.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be in their best interest. And, you know, this again comes up, and you know, I don't know if I'm the only one, but I sometimes read things and think, oh my goodness, I wish I'd come up with that idea.
Yeah.
So I want you to know, this is an idea that I read about 30 years ago, and I have shared it with as many people as is appropriate, and now with our listeners. Because what it does is, this way of approaching a restriction or a privilege really builds self-esteem in kids rather than a sense or lack of control.
Okay.
I'm going to use curfew because, you know, everybody, kids want to be free to be, especially teenagers, be able to come and go a little bit. And, you know, they don't always think about, okay, who's out driving around and how they could get hurt. So they don't, it feels like they're punishing and you're just trying to control me.
Mm-hmm.
But this author said, okay, based on the age of your child, so let's say maybe it's eighth grade, ninth grade, who's can come and go like neighborhood-wise by themselves. You have a curfew that says maybe it's 9 o'clock. We need you to have in the house at 9 o'clock. So as long as they are in at 9 o'clock, they get to continue using 9 o'clock as their curfew.
Okay.
If they can manage that for 6 months, they automatically get a raise. The raise is in time. They get another 15 minutes.
Sure.
Well, now they're a little bit older. They can handle it. And parents are confident that they can manage this freedom. Again, you do the same thing. Keep doing it for 6 months. And then you get the next 15-minute increment and the next 15 increment. Now, sometimes things happen. Sometimes kids get too involved and they're not paying attention to the clock. Your 6 months starts over. And all a parent has to do is say, no problem. If the rules have been spelled out in advance, all I have to say is, no problem. We're just going to start again. I can see that 9 o'clock is still a good time for you, or 9:15 is still a good time for you. Let's go. We're going to do it for the next 6 months. And then you get your raise. It's kind of preparing us for business. Isn't that what happens? We have to continually do a good job, and then we get our raise. But it also then it keeps parents from having to scold. It doesn't matter why they were late. You know, it's, hey, you didn't make it, kind of thing. There goes the argument. There goes the power struggle. I do think it's important also for parents then to be able to say, okay, now here's a special occasion, and this is why, like maybe there's something going on at school. Okay, but I'm picking you up because you can't drive anyway. You know, so it's, we don't have to be rigid, but we have to be consistent.
Right.
And this is great. You can do it with anything. You can have an hour every night on your screen time as long as you shut it off at the end of the hour. If you want more time, then you're going to have to be consistent with what I say. If you want a weekend privilege, have all your homework done by Friday. The privilege is yours. If not, you're making up the homework during the privilege time, and then you get your privilege. Knowing that this, when the child knows that what they're working for is under their control, it gives them a sense of power. Oh, I can make this decision. One of my grandkids makes his bed so neatly and religiously. Why? Because his mother loves it, and he gets a privilege because of it.
Yeah.
Right. And she says, as long as you do it, this is what happens. You get this. So I think it's really important that when we're setting up these rules, we make sure that kids know that it's in their power, not ours. What we're doing is giving them the parameters, the guidelines.
It's probably the best way to get positive reactions and good progress with children, to give them that little bit of, you know, freedom, power, as you mentioned. As long as you follow it, you know, you'll get more, and we can have a good harmonious, or, you know, we're giving you responsibility if you want it, just got to follow certain rules.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
They react well, and hopefully if it goes well, everybody's happy and getting what they want.
Exactly. And we can still expect a few conflicts, but a lot less.
That's good. Good advice. That's all the time we have for today's show. You can always go online to find out more about this topic or others that we've covered at safeharboril.com. As we invite you to join us again next week for another installment of Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks.